the album Dear Mr. President after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. The Almanacs went into the studio to record songs supporting the American war effort.
Well, overnight, they went from being pacifists to fighters. Once Hitler turned against Russia, went against the pact, Pete Seeger tells the story that one day Woody knocked on the door, and when Pete opened the door, he says, "Well, looks like we're not going to be singing any more of those peace songs anymore." And they went overnight to war songs and songs supporting the war effort, in addition to writing a ton of material to be sung by and for people involved in the war effort, whether it was people working in factories, building munitions, etc., to songs for the sailors and the army that they could sing along. In addition to that, they joined the Merchant Marine, and for 3 years were in the Merchant Marine in the Liberty Ship convoys. It was one of the most dangerous places to be, other than probably at the front itself. It was the second most dangerous place because Liberty ships were carrying munitions and supplies to the troops in Europe unaccompanied by any protection. There would be a convoy of 100 Liberty ships, big freighters kind of thing. They were big buckets, just big tin buckets, and they were bringing all the supplies to the troops, but they didn't have any protection, and they were going through minefields, etc., and it was almost an everyday occurrence that they would be torpedoed or something like that would happen. They were very visible because they went in convoys of 100 or so ships at a time. So it was a crazy, crazy job, and Woody worked for 3 years, first in the mess room, you know, just working on the ships with Cisco Houston and another buddy of his, Jimmy Longy. And if anyone wants to know more detail about that, Jimmy Longy wrote an absolutely wonderful, fabulous page-turner, real page-turner of a book called Woody, Cisco, and Me. And it really details their life aboard the Liberty ships for those couple of years.
Woody served in the Merchant Marine, but he also served in the regular Army as well.
Yes, he was inducted into the Army in May, the day that Germany surrendered. But they were still inducting people into the Army, so after the 3 years in the Merchant Marines, then he went into the Army as well.
I'm thinking about they were branding him as communist, and if you were communist, you could probably be considered then anti-American, and here he is being so supportive.
Well, that's what we talked about before. The point of branding is to turn people against you.
Right, and writing songs to support the war.
Anyone who knows the story, the facts, you just kind of have to roll your eyes and hopefully laugh at it. But here's an example. When Woody was on the Liberty ships, they were segregated at the time. They were bringing the troops over, 2,000, 3,000 guys on a ship. African-American troops were in one part of the ship, and the white guys were in another part of the ship. And one of the things my dad did was he would go over to the African-American group and sing with them and play with them with his guitar. Then the guys on the ship would say, "Woody, you're not allowed to sing. You have to stay with the white group." And he'd say, "You're crazy. We're all in this together." So he would force integration on the ships. He'd bring the white guys to the black guys and the black guys to the white guys to play music together. That was considered a communist thing to do at the time. I mean, that's what I'm saying, the absurdity of what now is, you know, our natural life of integration. He was pointed out, and a file was kept on him at the time by the FBI for encouraging integration on a military ship. Now, if you want to call that communism, all I can say is go get a life.
Or applaud it.
That's what I mean. It's such a ridiculous thing. But in those times, so many people were blacklisted for simple acts of kindness like that. Simple acts of conscience.